Jake Venerable Fiacre Tobin and John B. Duwall. Dodal, Martyrs First Order. Fiacre Tobin was born in Kilkenny, Ireland in 1620, and entered the order among the Capuchins at a very early age. The persecution to which Catholics were subjected on Cromwell's accession, when other priests sought safety in flight, Father Fiacre remained steadfast at his post to strengthen Catholics in their faith, especially to assist the sick. Following the law of expulsion in 1653, Father Fiacre went to France for a while, but soon he returned to his native land and exercised his priestly ministry in secret. There he was discovered by the officers and led bound to the magistrate at Dublin. In reply to the question of his identity, he answered without hesitation, "I am a Capuchin priest, and have returned to my native land to shed my blood for the faith." It was feared that if they would execute him, it would put new strength into the faith of the Catholics, so he was cast into prison. His bed was made of hard boards, a block of wood was his pillow, half-cooked peas were his food. A month later, he was taken aboard a ship in order to be sent anew into exile, but his broken body was no longer able to hold out under the hardships. He died on the voyage, March 6, 1710, a martyr to the cause of the faith. His cause for a beatification and that of another Irish Capuchin martyr, Father John Baptist Dodal, who died in the same year, are now underway in Rome. On the excellence of the sacraments. 1. The value of the sacraments is great, for it was that reason that Venerable Fiacre shunned no danger in order to administer the sacraments to the faithful. The sacraments are the channels through which the salutary graces of Christ flow to us. Happy he who may drink at these channels, happy he who can make them available to others. Have you respected the sacraments and been their ministers accordingly? 2. By means of the sacraments, all the needs of the Christian life are provided for. Baptism cleanses us from original sin and makes us children of God. Confirmation gives us strength for all the storms of life. The Holy Eucharist nourishes the soul. Penance raises us up again when we have fallen. Extreme unction supplies the necessary strength for the journey to eternity. Holy Orders consecrates the servants of God. Matrimony sanctifies human association. And thus provision is made for everything and everybody. Let us admire the wisdom and charity of our Savior. 3. We should cooperate in the sacraments. With the sacraments, we must cultivate a responsive heart in order to receive the sacraments with greater fruit. After receiving them, we must manifest a grateful heart. By means of love of God, purity of soul, and a virtuous life, we should endeavor to increase the effects of the sacraments to fullest measure. We should manifest a growing holy enthusiasm, again and again to draw waters with joy from our Savior's fountains. Isaiah 12:5-3. Is there nothing with which you have reproach yourself on this score? Prayer of the Church. We beseech you, O Lord, but let your sacraments perfect in us all that is contained in them, so that one day we may taste in unconcealed reality the things which we now celebrate in veiled manner, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.